This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
Well, I'm surrounded by sommeliers, you know. Everybody yeah. I know is a wine expert lately. So this party of six people come in. And they're elderly, you know, 60, right. Like me, 65, okay. 70 years old.
You're not elderly.
Yeah, so anyway, they come in and the lady, the alpha female, takes the lead and she's going to order a bottle of wine. So she orders a bottle of unoaked Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc.
Is that expensive?
No. So, they, you know, she pours it out, tastes it all, you know, yeah, it's fine, the whole thing. She decides maybe it's not so fine. So she calls the waitress over and says, there's something wrong with this wine. I don't like it. So they bring it back and, you know, they give me the wine. Is there anything wrong with this wine? So I taste the wine. There's nothing wrong with the wine. And I do know a lot about wine.
You have your own line.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, nothing wrong with the wine. She wants to see the wine list. Okay, whatever. You know, pour it off. Fine. I'm not in the mood to fight with Sunday. I have this rule. I don't fight on Sundays.
So, everybody take note.
Yeah, man. It's Catholic guilt, you know. So anyway, they send out the wine list. She picks. Now she picks a Frog's Leap Sauvignon Blanc. Open the Frog's Leap Sauvignon Blanc. Pour it out. It's fine. Pour everybody's wine. It's not so fine. Oh. Now, the funny part about people who are nuts is that they're nuts all the time.
Yes.
You know, it's not part-time nuts. It's not wine nuts. It's not that bottle nuts. It's nuts.
Right.
Nuts,
yeah. Right. All the time.
So now she wants the wine list again, and I decided to break my Sunday rule.
Yeah.
So I go over there, and I pick up the wine list. I said, we're not doing this anymore, all right? We've opened two bottles. Right. Apparently, you don't know what you want or what you like.
Right.
I'd suggest that you have a glass, you know, if you're going to start, you know, sending wine back, at least, you know, give me a, you know.
Yeah, head start here. Come on.
Yeah. I mean,
something.
You know, it's getting expensive now already.
Right.
You know? Well, I can't believe that you're going to treat us this way. I can't believe that you're treating me this way. I gave you two perfectly fine bottles of wine.
Right.
You threw back in my face and now you want another one. And what's my guarantee that you're not going to do it?
Right.
Well, that's ridiculous. Yeah, the whole thing's ridiculous, ma'am. I get it. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway. She orders a Bloody Mary. Like, now, I've never punched a 70-year-old woman in the face. So the lady says to the waitress, ask Tom what he suggests for dessert.
And Tom said?
Tom said Clavel.